listening to the Bougie Black Brother Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm outside in the backyard because it's about 90 plus degrees in here in Georgia, and I wanted to get something fresh, a little light, and something to, you know, get the motif, I guess, environment that I'm in. So I tried, and I wanted to try a white wine. So again, I've been on the white wine because it's been so warm, and even if you're inside with air conditioning, you want something nice and cool, room temperature, or something light in the mouth. So I tried this Sauvignon Blanc. Everything about this wine is difficult. It's a Sauvignon Blanc from Chile. You notice I've been getting a lot of Chilean wine from the Central Valley region, and this one is spelled N-G-U-I-L-L-E-U. Tried to get a pronunciation for it, could not find it. But what I did find was the winery is, it's Italian. So it's a Cremeschi Frulti. Cremeschi Frulti. And it's a 2016 Sauvignon Blanc, dry. So this is really dry Sauvignon Blanc. What I use with the Sauvignon Blancs, you know, I'm a big fan of Sauvignon Blanc, especially if I can get them from the regions that I really love, or the states, or whatever, New Zealand and Oregon. I'm gonna keep saying it. If you get those and you don't like them, and you find something anywhere else that gets you more into it, let me know. But this one is a Chilean, because I had that mixed Syrah, Chilean Tempranillo, and a couple from the Central Valley. They was cool. Again, this is one of the subscription wines. Yep, subscription wines. So price point for this was $8.99. Comparable prices, which was $12, $14.99. These were the $8.99 one because I got the case again. Once I get the case, you'll be able to get a nice balance of pricing for that. So what did I get from this wine? Let's get a whiff so I can actually whiff it and whiff it. Look at that. Actually smell it and let you know. So they said grapefruit. I got more of a melony. I can say perhaps a grapefruit. You ever had those grapefruits that's really, really light and tart? So here's was the thing that I kept saying, kind of bitter. I should be saying tart. Tart is a better description than bitter, because people say, I don't like bitter. But tart is a little better, because when you get lemons and grapefruits and different other ones, they have that tart taste. And even you can smell that grapefruit melon coming out of that. And a little, and this is another reason why I wanted to be outside. I smelt the grass because I got some of my grass cut, and it still had a couple of that smell or aroma that's coming out of there. And you get a little of that, which was interesting. You get a little of that. So let's taste it. Let's get a taste while I'm out here. So you get the dryness because it's gone. You get that lemon hint and slight bit of grass. Not a lot, you know. When you hit those New Zealands, you get a lot of good grassy. As soon as you get that grassy taste, you're really looking for a salad, or you're really looking for any type of green leafy vegetables to match with it. This one is slightly. This one, I think, will probably go really well with a cream sauce or anything that's light on that, because, you know, a little Italian cream sauce with spinach, I think this will go really well. It doesn't have a creamy taste though, but it has that lemony taste. So you got that lemon cream sauce or any type of cream sauce with some vegetables or oregano, herbal taste within that. This will be good. This is good. It's really light. It's not really complex. it's really not jumping out like most Sauvignon Blancs that I enjoy. So it's really not that either. But it's a really good, I'm outside, I can sit here and chill and drink through this without doing a food pairing. So this was a good opportunity to kind of like, hey, let's try that. Get a taste of it and get that light, lemony, grassy taste. But it's light, but it's dry, so you gotta keep drinking it. You notice every time I do type of dry, my palate almost get amnesia and it stops thinking about it. And it's like, what was this tasting like? So that's what dry wines do, because it gets you to say, let me try some more. How did that taste again? But this, I'm going to try with that. It's a Nguiliu. Or Nguiliu. I don't know. If you got it, if you know how to pronounce it, please, please leave me some notes. But not bad. It's a really, really pale, nice, smooth, dry, anytime type of Sauvignon Blanc that you probably would enjoy. And I wanted to be out here and just say, hey, look, it's outside. I got my fan on up here. And it's still pretty warm. It's in like high 80s. This is a little late in the day, but it's still high 80s. But this is a nice, refreshing type of Sauvignon Blanc without really getting into a Sauvignon Blanc. This is a nice wine from Chile. So if you get an opportunity, pick this up on your subscriptions or try the Central Valley Sauvignon Blancs, and you should be able to get that. There's a 2017 that's out too. Didn't get the honeysuckle. Gooseberry, I've never tried. So again, you got gooseberries? Hook me up. I need to find out what the hell that tastes like. But I'm Michael Yabuji, Black Brother, Urban Wine Life. See you every Friday. I'm going to try something different next Friday. I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to put it out there. So if you get an opportunity, you'll see that. But every Friday, Bougie Black Bro, check me out on Twitter as well as Instagram. I'm going to put little snippets and everything out so you can know what's coming up or what actually completed. And don't forget the Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube, so you can get to see this. So if you're traveling and you want to hear about what kind of wine is he talking about this week, let me hear it, let me check it out, and then you can go from there. But if you want to see the wine and see what it looks like, see that? That's really the wine that we're looking at. Can't put it no further because I'm not going to get up. But there you go. And you can look at it from there. But please leave me notes. Google Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher. I'm on all the downloads for podcasts. But I'll see you next week, and thanks for stopping by Urban Wine Life.